America continues to lead the world as a destination for international students. Last year, about 900,000 foreign students were studying in the United States, about half of them from Asia. But a growing number of Asian students are looking to an English-speaking country much closer to home, the Philippines. The island nation of 100 million is quickly becoming the education center of Asia. The country's low prices, open culture, and quality schools are attracting record numbers of foreign students. Koreans are leading the way, according to Jose L. Cusia, the Philippine ambassador to the United States.
There are more and more Koreans that are studying English in the Philippines. In 2004, there were about 5,700. The following year, it tripled to about 17,000. In 2012, it was about 24,000. So we're seeing an increasing number of Koreans. But they're also from other countries, Libya, Brazil, Russia.
The Philippines is in a unique position to benefit from the global demand for English education. American colonialism brought the English language here in the early 20th century. Although it is not the native language of most Filipinos, English is an official language here. More than 60 years after independence, Filipinos still speak English with a strong American accent. Today, the Philippines markets itself as the world's third largest English-speaking country.
The truth is we actually have more people who speak English in the Philippines than the national language. English is learned even outside of school because a lot of the communication is done in English. Public signs are in English. Television, internet's all in English.
Low prices and its location in Asia helped to produce the education explosion in the Philippines. The capital, Manila, has cheap, non-stop flights to Tokyo, Seoul, and other Asian capitals. The rising U.S. dollar has made American education more expensive than ever before. There are hundreds of private and public schools in the Philippines that teach English or teach in English. More advanced students can take regular university academic courses in English. Others study at beachside resorts, where they mix language study with vacation. Some Korean families even move to the Philippines, so their children can learn English in public schools. As in the U.S., schools in the Philippines range from world-class to low-quality diploma mills. Pearl Gaborno Ilustre is the chief academic officer at the TESOL Training Corporation in Manila. She says foreign students should choose their schools carefully. She recommends programs that use a modern teaching style.
One doesn't really learn language by studying grammar. We learn language by actually using it. And the Philippines is moving towards an outcomes-based education, which means that skills taught in the classroom or concepts taught in the classroom should have concrete goals or outcomes, outputs from the students.
In most Asian countries, students learn English through grammar and translation from the mother language. In the Philippines, students are encouraged to practice speaking English in real-life situations. In general, there is less emphasis on grammar and error correction.
In the Philippines, English is... You can see English everywhere, in the sign, on the signs, and then in businesses, in offices, in schools. So that somehow makes us teach English with a future in mind.
Can the Philippines offer the same quality of education as the United States? Ms. Gaborno Illustre says that is a difficult question.
Academically, we can teach English well. But in terms of usage, it's still different when a native speaker is the one teaching. But we're not far behind.
Shota Furue is a Japanese student who has studied English in the U.S. and the Philippines. He says the U.S. is better for advanced learners, but he recommends the Philippines for beginners.
They speak English as a second language, so they learn, when they are tired, they learn English, and they know the difficulty of speaking English. For beginners, it's better to study in Philippines.
Visitors may come here for the low costs and white sand beaches, but they stay for the people. Almost anyone can feel at home in the Philippines, with its unique blend of Asian, Spanish, and American cultures. Tatiana Sergiva is a Russian living in the Philippines. She manages the Genius English Proficiency Academy in the city of Lapu-Lapu. About 20% of the students at her school are Russian.
The Philippines have very good weather and also very good people around. Russian people, they strict people, not so smiling people, but Filipino people always smile, always happy. And what I observe, Russian students very change.
Ambassador Kusia agrees that Filipino people are part of the attraction.
That's part of the nature of the Philippines. Very hospitable, very welcoming. That to me is our biggest asset for the tourism industry. When it comes to welcoming people, the Filipinos are unmatched.
I'm Christopher Jones Cruz. And now, words in this story. Unique, adjective, used to say that something or someone is unlike anything or anyone else. Colonialism, noun, control by one country over another area and its people. Diploma mill, noun, an institution or organization that grants large numbers of educational degrees based on inadequate or inferior education and assessment of the recipients. TESOL, abbreviation, teachers of English to speakers of other language. Outcome, noun, something that happens as a result of an activity or process. Translation, noun, the act or process of translating something into a different language. Emphasis, noun, special importance or attention given to something. Now it's your turn. Where would you like to go to study English? Write to us in the comments section.